Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 8, Questions by King Parikshit, Text 4. Shrinvata, Shradaya, Nityam, Grinatash, Cha, Sva, Chastitam, Kalena, Nati Dirgena, Bhagavan, Vishate, Hridi, Shrinvatam Shradaya Nityam, Grinatascha Swachestitam, Kalena Nati Dirgena, Bhagavan Vishate Hridi, Shrinvatam Shradaya Nityam, Grinatascha Swachestitam, Kalena Nati Dirgena, Bhagavan Vishate Hridi, Shrinvata Shradaya Nityam, Grinatascha Swachestitam, Kalena Nati Dirgena, Bhagavan Vishate Hridi. Shrinvatam Shradaya Nityam, Natasha Chastitam, Nati Dirgena, Bhagavan Hishkiri. Kalena Nati Dirgena, Bhagavan Vishade Hari. Vaishnavis. Narayanavetam. Vrinatascha Swachestitam. Kalena Nati Dirgena, Bhagavan Vishade Hari. Shrinvata Shradaya Nityam, Grinatascha Swachestitam, Kalena Nati Dirgena, Vanishate Hridi. Shrinvata, of those who hear, Shradhaya, in earnestness, Nityam, regularly, always, Grinataha, taking the matter. Cha, also. Sachestitam, seriously by one's own endeavor. Kahalena, duration. Na, not. Atidirgena, very prolonged time. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. Vishate, becomes manifest. Hridi, within one's heart. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, manifested in their hearts within a short time. Purport. Cheap devotees, or materialistic devotees of the Lord, are very much desirous to see the Lord personally without meeting the requisite qualifications. Such third-grade devotees should know well that material attachment and seeing the Lord face to face cannot go together. It is not such a mechanical process that the professional Bhagavatam reciters can do the job on behalf of their third-grade materialistic pseudo-devotee. The professional men are useless in this connection because they are neither self-realized nor interested in the liberation of the audience. They are simply interested in maintaining the material establishment of family attachment and earning some material benefits out of the profession. Maharaj Parikshit had no more than 7 days to live, but for others, Maharaj Parikshit personally recommends that one hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, nityam, always by one's own effort, and with serious devotion also. That will help one to see Lord Sri Krishna manifested in one's heart within no time. The pseudo-devotee, however, is very anxious to see the Lord according to his whims, not making any serious effort to hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and without detachment from material benefit. That is not the way recommended by an authority like Maharaj Parikshit, who heard and benefited by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. So, at the beginning of the Kali Yuga, you know, the sages gathered in the Naimasharanya forest, and they were very concerned about the fate of people in the coming age of Kali, and you know, they recommended this process that one hear the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the whole Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken originally for that purpose. and it's been set down in writing by Vyasadeva at the instruction of his guru, Narada Muni. And we are carrying on that tradition of regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this was what Srila Prabhupada brought with him from India when he got on the Jaladuta. You know, the books that he brought were the first three volumes comprising the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he dedicated huge amounts of time towards translating and printing those volumes. And only when he had those volumes finished did he come to the Western world. And he instituted not only the printing and the distribution of the Srimad Bhagavatam, but also he instituted the regular presentation and hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the Srimad Bhagavatam class that he established. So the verse says again, persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, manifested in their hearts within a short time. So sometimes at the beginning of the Bhagavatam class, Archita Prabhu especially, but others sometimes also chant the verse, Nasta Praye Shabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So that means those who regularly hear the Srimad Bhagavatam class and serve the pure devotee, devotional service will be established in their hearts. Firm devotional service will be established in their hearts very quickly. So it removes the contamination within the heart that's preventing us from seeing Krishna. So therefore, it's recommended throughout the Bhagavatam that it be regularly heard, that actually in the second verse of the first canto, it states, Kimva Parai, what other book is necessary? Of course, Srila Prabhupada did translate other books, and he wanted us to study them also. The preliminary study is Bhagavad Gita. The graduate study is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the postgraduate study is the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And of course, there's the Nectar of Devotion also, and many other supplementary literatures. But Srimad Bhagavatam is very important. I can recall in the 1970s, we didn't have all of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the first couple of cantos. But then from time to time, I'd be in the temple, and a new volume of Srimad Bhagavatam would arrive from Srila Prabhupada. The BBT truck would come in to the temples, like the Miami temple that I was in. And at that time, the BBT was shipping the books from Los Angeles all over the United States with its own truck. And the devotees would just stop everything and take those precious boxes of books, put them in the book room. And then I remember I would stop everything. I'd get the new Bhagavatam volume and just read it from cover to cover when it came out. So they came out over the years. Of course, now we're very fortunate. We have all of the volumes there. BBT is printing them, keeping them in print, distributing. Some of the devotees are distributing full sets. So we're taking the matter. We're trying to take the matter very seriously. Another point I wanted to go over was this matter of seeing Krishna face to face. Srila Prabhupada mentions that in the purport, seeing Krishna face to face. And in his letters and talks with his disciples individually, he would often tell them, you just follow this process of Krishna consciousness very seriously. Chant the 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles. And very quickly, he said, you will come face to face with Krishna. If he was speaking to them, he would often say in his class or in his conversations, just as we are sitting face to face, then you will also be with Krishna face to face. And you will talk with him, you will play with him, you will dance with him. He said it very, very often. So sometimes, he was speaking in that mood. He would say, yes, you come to the temple, you see the beautiful form of Radha and Krishna, and you're seeing Krishna face to face. But other times, he would express a different mood. Like once, 1975, in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada was speaking with one of his disciples, Vishal. And Vishal said to Srila Prabhupada, you told me once that if I read the first 9 cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam, at that time I would be fully Krishna conscious. And Srila Prabhupada asked him, what do you mean, fully Krishna conscious? And Vishal replied, seeing Krishna face to face. And Srila Prabhupada replied to him, oh, that's what you think being fully Krishna conscious is? Of course, they were in Vrindavan. They were at the Krishna Balaram temple, and many people were coming to the temple, taking their darshan of the deities of Radha and Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said, so many people are coming to this temple, they're seeing Krishna face to face, in the sense of, do you think they're all fully Krishna conscious? So what is this? What's the real meaning of fully Krishna conscious? Some Indian man was there, and he said, Brahma-bhuta prasanatma na sochati na kangshati. And Prabhupada said, okay, that's part of being Brahma-bhuta, being realized of Brahman. That's part of being fully Krishna conscious. But the real thing is to understand Krishna is a master I am Krishna's servant. So if you fully realize that, then that is Krishna consciousness. To the extent, Srila Prabhupada said, that you're thinking, oh, I can be like Krishna, then to that extent you're not Krishna conscious. And Bishal said, thank you very much. So sometimes Srila Prabhupada was stressing an aspect of devotional service called Vipralamba, service in the mood of separation. And he particularly said that Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Srimati Radharani, feeling intense separation from Krishna. So not the mood, Srila Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada said, oh, one person was talking to me and saying, last night I was dreaming, I was seeing Krishna face to face and Krishna was pulling on my sari. And he said, no, not like that. Not, as Srila Prabhupada was stressing in this purport, that, the third class cheap devotees, materialistic devotees, and other circumstances, he called them sahajas, they're thinking, I'm seeing Krishna, I'm so great. Krishna is coming to me. Said that isn't the mood of the followers of Lord Chaitanya. He said, Lord Chaitanya himself was saying, Yugayatam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravashayatam Shunyayatam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahaname. So he's saying, I'm in your absence, in separation from you, I'm feeling that a moment has become just like a yuga, millions of years, and tears are flowing from my eyes out of these feelings of separation, viraha, sometimes called vipralamba. So that mood of the devotee is, yes, I'm not qualified to see Krishna, but nevertheless, let me keep serving. And then somehow or other, when Krishna may be merciful, he'll come to me, he'll reveal himself to me. So Srila Prabhupada was stressing that mood of devotional service. But Krishna actually is present in that mood of separation. Like when Krishna, from the external point of view, left Vrindavan village to go to Mathura and Dwarka and other places, the residents of Vrindavan were feeling very intense separation. But the acharyas inform us that that means Krishna was present, but in his aprakata form, his not visible to the ordinary senses, but Krishna is still present in that vipralamba seva. So in Nectar Devotion and Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are elaborate descriptions of that vipralamba seva. It's very, in one sense, confidential subject matter, but it's explained in great detail there. You know, the six Goswamis, they were wandering around Vrindavan, and they were thinking, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Radha? You know, where are they? You know, so that is a mood of devotional service that was prominent in our line. But Krishna's presence can be realized by the devotee. There was, there was an account in the Nectar Devotion, it's cited, of South Indian Brahmin who was very poor, but he was very satisfied at the same time. He thought, okay, by Krishna's grace, I don't have very much. But he was very satisfied and peaceful. And then one day he heard a lecture by a devotee who was explaining you can perform devotional service within your mind. So he thought, okay, let me try that. So he would go into meditation, and in his meditation he would offer very opulent service to Krishna, to Lord Narayan. He was from South India. They worshiped Narayan there. So worship Lord Narayan in his mind, bringing water from all the sacred rivers in his mind. He would get a beautiful golden pots and go to each of the sacred rivers and get water with which to bathe his deity of the Lord. And in his mind, he would gather the most opulent, fine foodstuffs, and he prepared them and offered them to his deity. And then once he decided he was going to offer sweet rice to the deity, so he cooked it himself. He imagined, cooking a big pot of wonderful sweet rice, and he was going to serve it to his deity, to the Lord. And he said, okay, let me test it because it has to be the right temperature. I don't want it to be very hot. So he put his finger in the pot and it burned. And when he came out of his trance, he could see that his finger was burned. And meanwhile, in Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan is there with some of his associates, Goddess of Fortune, others, and he's smiling and laughing, and they inquire, what what are you smiling about? So this and he told them about what this Brahmin was doing, and he sent a Vaikuntha airplane, a Vimana, to bring that Brahmin to Vaikuntha to be with him face to face. So in the Nectar of Devotion, this is given as an example of how a devotee can come to see Krishna face to face. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments?
Thank you, Prabhu. It's a question, first like a little comment on that, because Srila Prabhupada said different things about seeing, like how to see Krishna. In different occasions, said different little different things. For example, there was a story of Prabhupada tells the story of this man who was a thief, and at one time he heard a class about Krishna, how beautiful he is and how many jewelries he has. So he immediately went there to look for Krishna. He actually saw Krishna and talked to him. They have an exchange. You're familiar with that question. But on the other side, you were mentioning about the famous verse about Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochatina Kanchatida. Unless you achieve the realization, then you can see. Then, in another occasion, he was mentioning when he heard that George Harrison was singing, I really want to see you, Lord, I want to be with you, but it takes so long. And yeah, Prabhupada said, that doesn't take so long. And then, you know, the story of the six Goswamis, where is Krishna? Are you there? Lalita, Nanda Maharaj, are you there? They never sing, they play the mood, like their conditions in a way that we don't see you, we don't get to see you. So, okay. So then it came to my mind the story of Dhruva Maharaj in his meditation. At one point he saw the Lord apparently manifested. And then also the Narada Muni. Yeah. Now the question that I have, Prabhu, is we have that verse that says, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridisharjana Tishtati. That Krishna says, I reside in the heart of every living being. So he's already there. So the question is, how is it that he's already there and then he can manifest later? So can you maybe explain a little bit further in that regards that he's already there? It's like what do you mean? He's never been there and now he's going to be manifested?
It's Krishna's desire. You know, he's always interested in increasing his own pleasure and the pleasure of his devotees. So Krishna can agree to be present or not present. You know, that's why Lord Chaitanya was praying, you know, In his Shikshashtika, he's praying, you may be present before me or not, but I still love you. You know, you're still my Lord. So, or the example of the gopis, they were present with Krishna. They went out to the forest at night and, you know, they danced with Krishna and the rasa dance, but then Krishna disappeared. So they were seeing Krishna face to face. Each one of them was thinking, oh, Krishna is dancing with me. You know, but Krishna had expanded himself in so many ways for his pleasure and the pleasure of his devotees. But then he could detect something. So, you know, maybe they're getting too familiar, accustomed, something for some reason. Again, for the increase of his pleasure and the pleasure of his devotees, he disappeared from them. And in separation, they were acting out different lila of Krishna. You know, they were kind of imitating Krishna and Balaram and doing different pastimes and activities and kind of gone into that Vipralamba seva. And then, but then again, there was, well, because through that lila, eventually they, you know, they go searching through for Krishna through the forest and, you know, they detect Krishna is with a special devotee. So to instruct his devotees to increase their love for him, to add variety. For whatever reason, Krishna is sometimes meeting and sometimes separating from his devotees.
In the case of the thief, can we assume maybe that he was a devotee in previous lives of Krishna, that not just an ordinary person? In the case of the thief.
Who was that?
The thief. The thief in the story where he heard Bhagavatam and then he went to Vrindavan, meet Krishna, take away the jewelry from Krishna. That person, can we assume that he actually previously was a devotee?
That's an interesting question, because there are cases where there are Krishna interacting with demons, and it's kind of said they were always thinking of Krishna and seeing him face to face, but their attitude wasn't favorable. Ultimately, you could say everyone's a devotee of Krishna, and there are examples of asuras who attacked Krishna, like Putana,
Kubja,
others, and they become residents of the spiritual planets, and I think Putana became nursemaid. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Don't have any now, but after a few days, I'll have some.